Lesson 16, Amends. Principle 6 says, evaluate all my relationships, offer forgiveness to those who have hurt me, and make amends for harm I've done to others, except when to do so would harm them or others. Matthew 5:7 says, happy are the merciful. And verse 9, happy are the peacemakers. Step 8 says, we made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Luke 6:31 says, do to others as you would have them do to you. Think about it. Making your amends is the beginning of the end of your isolation from others and from God. The amends acrostic will help you get started. The A of amends stands for admit. Admit the hurt and the harm. You need to once again face the hurts, resentments and wrongs others have caused you, or wrongs that you have caused others. Holding on to resentments not only blocks your recovery, but blocks God's forgiveness in your life. Luke 6:37 says, do not judge others, and God will not judge you. Do not condemn others, and God will not condemn you. Forgive others, and God will forgive you. The M in amends stands for make a list. Go back to your inventory sheets. In column 1, you will find the list of people who you need to forgive. In column 5, you will find the list of people to whom you owe amends. Are there any others that you need to add? Luke 6:31 says, treat others as you want them to treat you. The E in amends stands for encourage. Encourage one another. Before you make your amends or offer your forgiveness to others, you need to meet with your accountability partner or a sponsor. He or she will encourage you and give you a valuable, objective opinion which will ensure that your motives stay on track. Hebrews 10:24 says, let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. The N in amends stands for not for them. You need to approach those to whom you are offering your forgiveness or amends humbly, sincerely, and willingly. Do not offer excuses or attempt to justify your actions. Focus only on your part and do not expect anything back. Luke 6:35 says, love your enemies and do good to them. Lend and expect nothing back. The D in amends stands for do it at the right time. This step not only requires courage, good judgment and willingness, but a careful sense of timing. It is key at this time to prayerfully ask Jesus Christ for his guidance and direction. Each of you, the Bible says in Philippians 2:4, should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. And the S in amends stands for start living the promises of recovery. As we complete this principle, we will discover God's gift of true freedom from our past. We will begin to find the peace and the serenity that we have long been seeking. We will become ready to embrace God's purpose for our lives. God promises in Joel chapter 2 verse 25, I will repay you for the years which the locusts have eaten. And in Romans 12:18 it says, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Here is a prayer for Principle 6. Dear God, I pray for willingness to evaluate all my past and current relationships. Please show me the people who I have hurt, and help me to become willing to offer my amends to them. Also, God, give me your strength to become willing to offer forgiveness to those who have hurt me. I pray for your perfect timing for taking the action Principle 6 calls for. I ask all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Write about it. Question 1. Once again, you need to admit the past hurts, what others did to you, and the harm that you caused to others. Explain how holding on to your past resentments and guilt has blocked your recovery. Be specific. Question 2. Next, you are ready to make your list. Use the following ideas. List the names of those to whom you think you owe amends to in column 1. Then list those individuals who have hurt you and who you need to forgive in column 2. Keep these lists and see how God has increased your list within the next 30 days. Also, begin praying for the willingness and God's direction for you to complete this principle. Question 3. Who do you have on your recovery support team to encourage you as you make your amends and offer your forgiveness? Who is your sponsor? Who are your accountability partners? Question 4. What does the phrase, "not for them," mean to you? Question 5. What does the phrase, "don't expect anything back," mean to you? Question 6. Timing is so important in this step. List the individuals who could be possibly injured from your making an amends to them and why. Question 7. Go back to the section of amends which says, "Start living the promises." List some of the promises of recovery that are coming true in your life.